Hi everybody, welcome back to What You Might Have Missed, my weekly video where I take a look at some of the small things on film that had a big impact on the previous week's game. This is season 4 of What You Might Have Missed. Seasons 1, 2, and 3 are still available on Packers.com and you don't even need a subscription. But without further ado, let's get to week 1 in Chicago. We'll take a look at a couple of things from the season opening win over the Bears. First, how Aaron Rodgers got back to his scrambling ways, and also a smart adjustment by the defense at the goal line. First, let's look at a couple of those scrambles by Rodgers, the type of plays the Packers quarterback couldn't make with that calf injury late last season. But he was back at it against the Bears, and what's interesting to watch is how Rodgers doesn't run to open spaces, he runs to spaces that he knows will open up. Here's 3rd and 4 late in the third quarter, and you'll see as Rodgers makes the decision to scramble, this doesn't look all that promising with two Bears right near the first down marker. But what does Rodgers see? One defender with his eyes on Cobb and his back to the quarterback, and the other one in panic mode trying to keep up with Devontae Adams on the crossing route. Rodgers knows this will open up into a huge running lane, and he not only gets the first down, but a whole lot more. Later that same drive, early fourth quarter, it's 1st and 10, and Rodgers will take off again. But just like last time, it's not exactly wide open with two Bears nearby. Rodgers, though, makes a quick little pump fake, which fools this defender as he stays with Devontae Adams down the sideline. That clears out the running lane, and Rodgers ends up with 15 yards. Switching gears to the defense, other than Clay Matthews' interception, the key moment was the goal line stand, and there's an interesting sequence that sets the stage for the Packers to get that stop. This isn't the goal line stand in the fourth quarter, but an earlier series in the first half, and the Bears will run a pick play on the left side with Alshon Jeffery sealing off linebacker Nate Palmer from the coverage on running back Matt Forte, and Forte is wide open by the pylon, but he drops the pass. Fast forward to 1st and goal in the fourth quarter, and the Bears will run that pick play again. Here's Jeffery, here's Forte, but watch this time how cornerback Sam Shields gets a strong jam at the line of scrimmage, which prevents Jeffery from running that interference route that you saw before, which allows Palmer to get outside and tackle Forte at the 2-yard line just before he can score. 3 incomplete passes later and the Packers have their goal line stand, preserving a 1-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter. But it doesn't even have a chance to happen without that key adjustment on 1st down. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. That'll do it for the first edition of this season's What You Might Have Missed. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.